4341790 Brass Sax. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, sir. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I want to express a concern. Some people I know actually have living in rooming houses. But first of all, I want to ask you.
Living in what, sir?
People who live in rooming houses. Some
Rooming houses. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I didn't get that part. Yeah.
Right, but first of all, I want to address something from my immersion. First of all, the 6 feet is a minimum distance maximum. That sneezes south and travels approximately 150 miles per hour. Now, if you did something which the doctors have said about wearing shields and masks, this is assuming you have a properly constructed shield, a properly constructed mask.
So I want to take 2 seconds out of your time to say this, right? You see this properly constructed mask thing? I have seen masks made out of material that I'm not sure you could breathe through them.
And exactly.
I know you're laughing at. I know if I put one on my face, I can be in real distress. I mean, real distress, okay? Because that material ain't made for breathing through. And it doubled. So I know I can be in problems. But anyway, go ahead, sir.
Yep.
I noticed Dr. Walcott wears his surgical type mask and he talks clearly through it. I just noticed that, and he's a doctor. That is wear them all the time.
Yeah, because even the shield, right now there's a debate among scientists which is better, the shield or the mask, but even the shield has specifications again, the area of how far the chin is supposed to go, even around the top, the forehead area,
mm-hmm.
and also around the other areas, which are the ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a lot that even the wind, if you walk into a strong wind at all, it just blows it right off you. And they're not probably constructed. That's why I've always stated if you wear a proper shield. You see, Mr. Johnson, because of the type of security that I normally do, I have always worn a shield and a respirator.
Okay.
So I understand. I know what has to be done, right? That's why I keep saying COVID stuff is never really nothing new to me.
Okay.
I always have a problem with those things.
You always have to have it.
Yeah, you always have with a problem. I actually use a ventilator and I use a shield.
Right.
So you have to be very careful. You can actually go online and you can see where they actually compare the mask and then the shield, because and it shows you the specs as well. Now he's also assuming that the people who are side by side with this mask and shield on, even if they are ideal, observing the hand washing protocols, because right now in Switzerland, the Minister of Health up there is very afraid that people will duck those restrictions and actually shake hands.
You know, I smiled when I saw Western civilization. Using Western civilization on purpose because I'm talking to you, right? Getting into the habit of clasping their hands and bowing, which is an Eastern civilization practice.
Yeah, I know.
You were telling me about people in rooming establishments, though.
Yeah, there's some people who express a concern because they live in a rooming establishment.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are not family to begin with.
Right.
The people they have to share the facilities and stuff like that. Some
Correct.
People do have family practices.
Mm-hmm.
They're still not observing the protocols, even coming from outside and don't wash their hands when they're coming in and they're going to touch the stove and, you know, and you know that if a person within the family catches has it, that person even have to have their own separate washroom, bathroom, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine, because it's going to cause a lot of conflict.
You're
trying to keep everybody safe, but people are doing things contrary, because a friend of mine, he actually lives in a rooming place,
mm-hmm.
and he buys a whole bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. not just for himself, but he does it because some of the fellas in there don't do the proper things, and he's got to make sure they don't catch it, so he don't catch it.
You know, that's, sir, I have to tell you, it's one of the things that I think this entire, I don't know, period that we're going through with COVID-19 is going to change the way we do a lot of things. And personal hygiene is one of them.
Exactly.
You know, you talk about places where you would have to work with masks all the time. People, you know, work in certain production facilities, people who do woodwork and that kind of thing would have worn masks for years.
Right? That's correct.
So to them, putting on a mask at work ain't no big thing. Because, you know, people who do spray painting, people who do use oxyacetylene torches, a blowtorch, accustomed putting a mask over their eyes to do their work. So, you know, to them, that ain't nothing new. But right. It's the other people, the rest of us, that got to get accustomed to it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to get accustomed to it.
It's a matter of having to train themselves now. But the issue of money, too, money's always been...
Money is the other one, yeah.
You know, certain things also.
But we have to be careful. Eh? And let me tell you why I didn't dismiss the young lady's concern completely. And it's this. The use of technology, there is good and there is bad, and it has to be managed.
Exactly. I get where you're coming from.
You know, bank cards, the various ways we dispose of things. I remember once going to an ATM, and the first thing I saw on the screen was, "Would you like another transaction?" Because the person who left their ATM card in the machine. Right?
Right.
No, maybe in that facility I would not have been able to access the person's, account. Because they may have signed off and just not taken the card out. But it did ask me if I wanted another transaction because the card was still in there. So things like that, you would have to get really familiar with. The second thing is this, and this is the one that's crucial. The government portals, the government agencies, NIS, BRA, all the initials in the world, you could roll them out. If you're going to an online system, make sure that they're regularly updated, that the information is factual, and that when people go on, they can do their transaction with a minimum of fuss and bother. It would mean ensuring that we have adequate bandwidth, that we have a telecommunication system that's interconnected and works, and those platforms have to be in place to ensure that all the other things follow. If we have breakdowns, if we have machines out of order, if we have places that are supposed to open at 7:30 not being able to be activated until 9 because systems are being updated, we will have problems. And if you lose a card and it takes you over 48 hours to either have it reported, blocked, or replaced, you're in duck's guts. And I put it bluntly. And I know you have worked and lived overseas, so you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, of course I know.
Okay, good. That's your field in some areas, right? I didn't get into the hacking and thing yet. That's another area altogether. I'm just talking about the simple things, like updating and getting it done quickly. I ain't getting into the technical stuff. Just plain easy getting it done.
I once stated that our defense forces should be contacted with involved in this cyber hacking, cyber thing. I was laughed at. Do you know that about 2 weeks later, they said the Australian government have computer standards working with the armed forces against cyber attack?
My friend, I am sure there are people working both ways to block and unblock. Yes, whether they admit it or not is another thing.
Anyway, you have a good day.
You too, sir. Take care. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Oh, how are you?
As I said, I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Until I hear otherwise. To you too. Thank you.
Thank you. I was watching a news conference that y'all carried last night on television, so I almost forgot that this program is carried. Can I speak something outside of the COVID issue?
You can speak about anything you want to speak on once it is not contrary to the station's policies. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. Something that recently came back to my mind as I was relaxing. I don't have the opportunity to work steady because of side effects from drugs that I take, right? So, a good few years ago, I was subbing in government. And I got paid my money, and I have a friend, a very good friend. She had visited from England, and she had given me, if it wasn't 25 U.S., it was 50 U.S., but it's either the 25 was, could be converted to 50 Barbados, or it was 50 U.S., whatever. I had a good sum of money in my purse. So I had a friend whom I considered, well, I had this person whom I considered was my friend. It used to work in the vicinity of the Van Stand. And I, that particular day, I actually purchased something for myself and her, and it was sitting by the stall where she used to operate. However, when I was finished dealing with her, I got up and I left to go shopping for myself. And when I reached the store that I had intended to buy the item from, I recognized when I looked into my purse that my purse was not there. So, I, you know, you would always backtrack if you lose something, all the places you would have been. Am I making sense?
That's what we usually do, yeah?
Yes, mm-hmm. So I took my good time and I walked back. When I walked back to the place, the gentleman who is the person's partner, he was there, and it seems, I can't remember exactly how it happened as she came back, what he would was calling her, I don't know, but he would have told her that I came there and I made a scene. And it was not like that, because she and I were really, really tight. I just came and I went to look to see where I was sitting, if I had rest my purse at the side of where I was sitting. Anyway, when they started to behave in a way like I had done something, I became what I was like, you know, this is not fair to me. Just tell me where my purse is or whatever. Anyway, so she and I, we started to have like a confrontation. Now, everybody in the Van Stand, because I have a history, as far as they're concerned, of being quote-unquote crazy, was ready to stone me to death. Nobody wanted to find out what was really the issue. Anyway, I went, I left, and I sat down in a van. The police was summoned. When the police came, I came out of the van. The police officer said to me, you can go about and sit down. I am there trying to explain to him what happened. I just wanted to say, well, can you search the place? Can you search her bike? I turned to one of the ladies whom I used to catch a van with that used to take me to and back from work to ask her, did I not used to work at this place? I was subbing, not late, permanently. You know, subbing is late when you get like
a I know what it is. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she was also reluctant. No, I don't know if it's because at that particular period I was wearing my hijab. And I have no problem with respecting law and order. I believe every human being on this planet deserves their respect, whether they are at the top or they're just the man in the street. No, I cannot work every day because of the struggles I go through with side effects from drugs. And I slaved like a dog at that institution. Sir, when I was coming home on evenings, I felt like what the cat was dragging in. Anybody seeing me could not imagine the amount of agony and pain that I was going through. One day, the boss made a joke. I did not know he was making a joke. He said, you have to get work from 7:30. And I looked at him like in bewilderment. He said, but Karen, you always get to work early. And I do not understand why in Barbados there is a lot of professionalism all across the board. I am going to leave that there. Now, concerning the news conference last night, a lady called in and she was saying to the asking a question, should employers have to pay for the 2 bank holidays? This is just my own take on the situation, kind of like a spin on it, right? You don't think that if employers have been good to their employees, and you say to your employee in a crisis such as this, look, we are not making as much funds as we usually do, and can you, you know, work with a little less, or that they can appreciate that?
It depends on, I suppose, the type of relationship you have with your boss. There are companies, and I know this has happened again because of the reasons I'm not going to go into, where companies have said to employees, look, we're going through a rough period. Would you take a 5% cut, a 10% cut, and when things get better, we will make up? There are other places that have said, we can put you on a week on, week off basis, or do you want to work 3 days a week instead of 5? Do you want to work you know, 4 hours instead of eight, so I could keep on body X or body Y. The challenge comes when some say yes and some say no, and then somebody makes a unilateral decision and say everybody has to, and people object, and those who have, you know, want to be upset, say, look, we go in to NIS, pay we out, get rid of us, we're not going on that type of thing. It all depends on the relationship in the place you work, and it varies from place to place. And right, as you would know, there are some people who are selfish. Let me just put it that way.
The way I raise this point, right? You know, like, people, like, what we call as mental health challenges, they always think they're doing you a favor. Do not care how qualified you are, the quality of work you produce, as they say, last in, first out. You can imagine.
It's not even mental health issues alone, ma'am. It's people with health issues in general. Rosalind, who I can identify her by name, Rosalind Hurley, who called me earlier.
But there's a disability as well.
Yeah, but right. And this is what I'm saying. There are people who consider anyone who has an issue as being sort of a different class. And here's where the real challenge is this. It is when we decide how we're going to differentiate people and how we're going to treat them based on...
What government's doing? What are the people doing? It's just a bunch of smoke and screen. Nobody is actually... You hear all of this talk about disabilities. Yeah. And every time people with mental health issues have to speak out, oh, we give trouble. Oh, we are this. We are. Nobody gives us a chance to really put our case out there.
Because
sorry.
It's not understood. You see, it's not...
But if you
we
don't
did,
give us
we
a,
did.
It's not you. If no, you don't give us a chance to speak, how could we be understood? People don't want to hear.
I know. And ma'am, that's why we had a program, I think, I can't remember how long ago, where one of the things that we discussed here on, I think it was a Brass Tacks Sunday, was the whole question of dealing with mental health issues, dealing with stress issues, and how they're interrelated. And some of the health issues, the mental health issues that come up, come from all sorts of things, whether it is hormone imbalances, whether it's, you know, the reaction to the various substances. The problem is it's an area that's not understood. And when we don't understand something, it is easier for us to say, let's put it somewhere where it won't bother us. And that's the reaction all the time.
People employ you, you know what they think? Oh, I am doing you a favor. It does not mean that they don't care how qualified you are, what quality you of what you bring to them. Oh, I am doing you a favor, and I can tell you that I have worked for people, with people who were less qualified than me working sums over me.
Yeah, and
you know, and then I have tried to help myself personally by working for myself, and people. So that I cannot be successful, tell other people, oh, she's a drug addict.
And this is the other thing I was going to get to. It's one of the reasons why people are hesitant to say, I have this problem, or I have that problem, or this is a challenge I have. Because you may do it because, one, you want to be honest. Two, you want to be able to say, look, I know what my condition is. I am managing it. I'm telling you these things so that you know. But when it's used against you, then you try to, there are those who try to hide it. It comes to the fore at the wrong time, and then you're stigmatized because of it.
But you know that as you go for, right now in the majority of workplaces, it's because like the set thing now, it seems it's like to follow a form. And yep. They ask you about any medical conditions.
Correct.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
And like, say you decide, okay,
I won't say this,
hide it, but mm-hmm. then something happens,
and it comes
they
up.
They say no, that they have all right to end determination because
correct.
You have
because you did not give them correct information. Yeah, ma'am, and I know there are places as well that actually give you what they call it. I'm trying to remember what Sandy Lane called it. They give you a test that is sent from, I can't remember what part of the United States, where it's supposed to test your temperament, I think is the easiest way to put it. So they want to know that if, well, they want to know that if somebody shouts at you, if you can shout back. That's the simple way of putting it, right?
A lot of US but companies, they do that as well.
Yeah, a psychological evaluation. Yes. That's the big words I was looking for that didn't want to come just now. Yeah, but so they put you through a psychological evaluation because they want to be sure that, you know, if a guest shouted at you.
People, do you get people to do?
Correct.
Can you easily get people
correct.
To do what,
correct.
What you want
correct.
To do?
Correct.
That, yeah.
And they ask you the same question in 10 different ways to see if you give 10 different answers. Right. So they go through all. I'm glad you chuckled because I chuckled when I saw it too. Look, let me say to you, right, that discrimination in the workplace, we can never get rid of it. People who make issues of things that should not come to the fore, there are ways in which you could deal with the type of environment you're in and how to make it less stressful as opposed to more stressful for your employees. The biggest challenge you face, and I'll tell you this in a way that I hope you understand, the biggest challenge is when word of mouth, people start to say things about you behind your back, and those who are opposed to having you there in the first place try to find ways to frustrate you into losing your cool. Let me put it that way. So when I sit here and I talk to people and I get emotional and jump up and down, if there are people who see that as being a flaw, they will find ways to use a colloquial term, chuck at me until I lose my cool and say, you know what, I'm done with this, and fling my hands in the air. So you have to watch that, and you have to know that that's a weak spot and protect it. Now, you talked about wearing a hijab. There are people who see that as another red flag for all sorts of reasons that are sometimes just plain prejudice, other times fear. And fear is a strange component of the way we treat people. And if you add that to any other condition that you may be struggling with, they got two reasons to fear you. And when people fear you, they strike out. And that is unfortunately what I think happens to you very often. I always enjoy our conversations when we can have an exchange where, like we had just now, and I really hope that 2021 is kind and kinder to you than it has, than the other years have been in the past. Thanks for calling. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Dennis Johnson.
This is he.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right, sir. I'm okay.
Well, I haven't been too well because I recently lost my father a few weeks ago, so it's been a lot on me, you know, so.
My sympathies. It is not easy to lose our parents, and even worse if we had to, I keep saying, bury our children. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's COVID-19 situation. I didn't expect the year to start like this, because this year was the first time in my life I didn't even got a chance to even see fireworks. So things have really changed a lot.
You got to learn to do without it. A lot of things.
Yeah. Because I was listening to the conversation that you had there with the other lady concerning this digital PR that they were talking about concerning the government.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I didn't really watch the news much recently the past couple of days, but I was able to listen to some of the latter part of the press conference and they were talking about that. I heard you talk about that some people can use technology for good and for evil.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, because there are a lot of, what may have had some people a bit nervous about it is that, you know, over the years I've heard a lot of Christians talk about this thing called the mark of the beast. You know, 666.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you know, and some scholars, because some scholars believe that it will be a man that will take over the world system called the Antichrist, and he'll be able to manipulate currency and by using that system, because there's a place in the States, I think it's somewhere in the States where they put a computer chip in your hand to shop at some convenience store in the States. I don't know if it's Michigan or one of those U.S. states, but I overheard about it a few years ago. So that may be also on people's minds too. It could be a possibility to make people nervous about it. But
let me ask you this, right?
Mm-hmm.
We nervous about digital IDs. We worry about vaccines that are going to take our DNA.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All of us walking about with cell phones.
Right.
Why your cell phone doesn't know where you are?
Yeah, because the tracking device they have inside.
Well, I don't know what they have in it, but we have them.
Mm-hmm.
And if I lose my phone, I can find it. If you have it,
right.
I can find it.
Right.
So there must be a way to find it.
Yeah.
When
I
log on to my computer,
mm-hmm.
it tells me to give me the name, my address, a password. Who I giving it to?
Yeah, the outside. Yeah, I understand.
But who am I giving it to? Because when I sign on my computer, it says, "Hello, Dennis. How are you knowing me?
Mm-hmm.
How is not John?" Although it said Dennis, might be John. right? Yeah. So we worry about things, but we do other things without worrying about it. You go on a site to find out information. A sign comes up that says, we take cookies. Accept. What is a cookie? But because we want to see one on the site, we hit accept. We ain't read the rest. We ain't check the fine print. We hit accept. But then we come on radio and tell me that somebody manipulating me. And I ain't on the site. I ain't sign on. I ain't getting my ID. I ain't getting nothing. But I'm being told by somebody who signed on to a site that says, hit accept, that we ain't read before they give me the information that I spread in, and I do it. We are a very strange people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Life is funny.
It ain't funny. It is not funny at all, so it is dread. Because we accept depending on who it is and what we want. Not because it's necessarily right. A caller today made a statement, and I made personal note of it. It said that the person finally accept what I was saying.
Right.
Which means as far as they're concerned, they are right. So now that somebody accept that what they are saying, they're doubly right. It don't mean that they're right. It just means that they have accepted it. But anyway, that's how we are. Yeah. We happy with it that way.
Yeah, because even the vaccine thing, there was a thing going wrong in the area where they had this lady. She was a nurse who took the vaccine and she collapsed.
And
there were some people. Yeah, there were people that were wanting to say that she died or so, but I hear that she was okay. You know, this thing is so confusing; it can be very conflicting to your mind.
Sir, it is. Listen.
Yeah.
Anybody could put anything online if they want to. You have too many instances of going on sites following news and hearing or seeing places where you could buy degrees. The fella faking being a doctor and being arrested, being released and being fake being a doctor again. I'm talking about a medical doctor prescribing things and giving to people and all kinds of crazy things. And we seem to believe that if it's on CNN, if it's on YouTube, if it's in wherever it is, it's right. It's right, yes. And Dr. Smith, across the road, who lived next door to us, who went to medical school, who went to be trained in England, who went to the School of Tropical Medicine in Jamaica, who came back and worked at the QEH, and who retired now but living next door to us, who know medicine from his grandmother come back, he wrong because he not on CNN. Dr. Gupta say so Dr. Smith next door wrong. So I don't know where that come from, but that's how we are. And I can't fight it anymore. So I just gonna sit back and have a good one. Take care.